Hey guys, it's me, Soulmage. Today we're gonna be talking about another random topic off the top of my head, and today's topic is gonna be death, something that humans have to cope with. Even animals, anybody has to cope with death. Death can be hard-hitting. Death can be really usual to you because of the way you grew up. People take deaths different ways. Some cry, some just silently mourn, some just don't even care, some are already, as you would say, dead inside. Now, I'm not gonna say how you should cope with death or how it's meant to be done, because I don't have much experience with that. It's just a random topic I'm going to be talking off the top of my head. So, it's just, none of this is written. So, you just remember the person. If I were to die tomorrow, I would want somebody to remember me. Just don't forget the person. Eventually, you will forget, because that's the time that you pass away. Once you pass away, you forget the person. And I'm not saying it's absurd or anything like that. Yes, we all eventually will die one day. We're not a superhuman species which lives about a trillion lives. No. Now, different religions will say that you can come reincarnated as a different thing, like Hinduism. Just know that death is a sensitive topic, and if somebody in your family dies, don't be insensitive about it, and don't be careless not to think of what others are feeling, because it's not just you, it's multiple people. And depending how many people the person who died touched, you just gotta know that you can be there for them. Because if the person died, they're not coming back. Now, again, it's debatable by different religions, but those religions don't specify if you can know if the person came back. You won't know if that person is really that person. Like, you can come back as a dog in Hinduism, just depending on your karma. And you won't know that dog is your family member, or you'll ever reach them again. So you just have to live life to its fullest before death comes to you. Because when it does, you won't feel anything, but your family members will. The people who you touched. And now let's say you're the last of your family. Everyone's dead. Your grandkids, your kids, if you had kids. If any of your family members had kids, they will remember you. As the grandma, grandpa, anything, they will remember you. Today in civilization, our technology is somewhat advanced because we haven't gotten to our fullest, but cameras and all that, they're pretty advanced right now. And you can take pictures of people, you can remember them like that, keep them in your wallet. Keep a portrait of them in your house. I have a portrait of my grandpa up in my house. Just remember the person. You gotta know that not to be insensitive about it. Remember, stay healthy. Be yourself. Peace out, guys. This is episode 2. I'm probably gonna record episode 3 tomorrow. See y'all tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.